Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is the rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. Look all around, look all around.
Welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And it is a beautiful day outside to be alive and awake on Monday morning, even though sometimes that's a hard morning for some of us to, you know, just get up and do what we need to do. You know, we should be thankful and blessed for everything that we have around us and make it grateful. I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful to be alive. Even in the most roughest situations, you know, we can pull through and watch miracles happen and amazing things happen. You know, I had an amazing time at Old Settler Days out in Campsville this weekend, meeting a lot of really cool people. I got to take a picture with a wolf dog, which was really fun. And I got to talk to some of the Native American people that were around. I did some healings and had just a remarkable time out in the wilderness. It was really hot on Saturday, and then on Sunday, Saturday night it rained, and Sunday it was very muddy, but we still had a wonderful time and had fun. So it was great and cool, and we're back here for a Monday show, and it's just going to be incredible. We've got some things coming up October 28th and 29th, noon to 5. I'm going to be at a psychic fair in Alton, Illinois at Mineral Springs called It's Raining Zen. That's 301 East Broadway, Alton. And then November 3rd and 4th, I'm going to be in Springfield on 910 West Battlefield Street from 12 to 6 p.m. And that's November 3rd and 4th. And then I'm going to a holistic fair with the Soul Esteem Center in Maryland Heights, Missouri, November 5th, and that's 105 Progress Parkway, so I'm doing a lot of traveling. Bethany, she's going to be doing Branson Center Stage Bar and Grill. She's going to be on stage at 1810 West Highway 76 Branson. That's going to be October 20th from 9 to 11 p.m., and then, of course, she's going to be at Mineral Springs, too, and she's going to be in Springfield, and she's going to be at Maryland Heights also performing. You can check all that out on our schedules. And then Bethany's going to be on the Kevin Shorey Show, which is a gospel show, November 14th in Branson at 11 a.m. You can also look at that on Facebook. And so we got some things going on. You can check out my website at Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com, Amanda, D-O-W-E-L, psychic-healer.com, Bethany, C-A-U-D-I-L-L.com, that's her website, that's our singer. And today my guest is Marcia Shulman. She's out in Florida. We have known each other a really long time, and she is just a great friend, a great support, straight on the money, wonderful healer, great angel card reader and angel communicator, trying to get that all into one. And she's a shaman, and she's just a Mesa carrier and a theta healing practitioner with the angels. She's got so many things that she does, and we just met and clicked right off the bat. And I just love Marcia's energy because she's very practical but also straightforward. And I love her readings, love her energy. She's always such a awesome guest to have when I have her on, so I appreciate her coming on. So Marcia is a private investigator and also a healer, and she's been a licensed private investigator for quite some time, and she's talented. She just decided she wanted to tie in the metaphysical work and the study of alternative healing with that. So she continues to practice as a freelance private investigator. And also she, you know, ties in the healing practice, which is really cool. And she does angel card readings that are very good. And she gives clients details, and she can do that over the phone. She's got clients throughout the U.S. and Canada and all kinds of other places. And Marcia is also a certified medium and an angel theta healer practitioner and a Mesa carrier in the Peruvian shamanic tradition, which I love. I love shamanism. And she does, she also incorporates shamanic ceremony and practices that work with her clients, and she's been in Florida for years and even had her daughters tell her that she's really right on, which I know she's right on too because some of the things she told me happened too. So you can email Marcia at Marcia, M-A-R-S-H-A dot Shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N at gmail.com. You can also find her on Facebook. Our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. And hit 1 on your keypad if you'd like a one question answer the second half of the show. We're going to do that. And you can follow up with, if you want a reading from both of us, you can check out our information and find us that way. So, again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad if you want to ask us a question second half. And We're going to get started. I'm going to bring Marcia live. Hey, Marcia, how are you doing?
Hi, Amanda. Good morning. I'm doing great. I finished doing my taxes last night, even though we were able to get an extension in Florida because of the hurricane, but I just wanted to get it off my plate. I got it.
Oh, good.
I got everything all itemized and together, and I sent it off to the accountant. So, yeah, I feel so relieved. I did not want that hanging over my head, especially with the show today. You know, I didn't want to be thinking about it. I just wanted my space to be clear. So here I am.
Oh, that's awesome.
How are you doing?
I am doing great. I feel like I'm Superwoman some days, but I feel great. It seems like you run around a whole bunch and then you stop and then you, but you know, it's all really good. I have had really good experiences. I really enjoyed kind of being out in nature last weekend. It was really fun and exciting, you know, for the little while. It's almost like you can't even get out on your computer or your cell phone or anything. So it's almost a really good blessing in disguise because you're not on Facebook, you're not on your phone, and you get to experience the real beauty of nature and, you know, what's going on around you and have an outside table. Yeah, it could be really hot or it could be, you know, kind of cold. We experienced both, but I think just getting away from all the technology, not that it's not good to keep everybody in touch because it is, but having face-to-face with people is so wonderful when you can just get away from that and just enjoy nature around you. And that's what they kind of, you know, send out as a message when they have this event is just come and sit back and relax and enjoy the music and enjoy the vendors who have teepees up and tents and, you know, animals walking around and dogs. It's all really fun. So I've just really had an awesome weekend in nature by the river.
Yeah. Sounds wonderful. I need to check out the powwow schedule for this part of Florida because I know last year I found out that there were several around here, but I didn't know about them, you know, in advance, so I missed them. So now I have to make a note to check out the schedule. I think there's a site that lists all the powwows in the country, so I want to do that. I think I told you about when I was on the air one other time about the weekend that was a tribute to Native American speakers, singers, and entertainers. You know, I'm not talking about in the limelight nationally necessarily, but, you know, in their sphere of influence. And I loved it, but that's not until sometime in the winter season. So it may be a little bit too early for some of the powwows around here anyway. They probably start sometime in December, I would think.
December. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was just sitting here and that was coming to me. I was thinking, those powwows out there are probably in December, and it would be so neat just to go to some different events and check out some neat stuff that, you know, is in your area too, because I love doing stuff like that, and I loved, you know, spending time with you and, you know, seeing you when we got to. It was amazing, and the area is just amazing, and there's a lot of neat people to meet, and it's, you know, healing. And so I just love every minute of meeting new people and learning new things and learning what you're up to and, you know, what events you're having and, you know, what's opening up in your world too.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you're welcome to come down. Just make sure, you know, that I'm not traveling, which I do a lot of myself. And, you know, you're welcome to come visit and check out my new area, you know, on the west coast of Florida.
Well, I definitely know if I decided I was coming, I would let you know way ahead of time.
Okay,
that way
good.
We could definitely get together and do something. Yeah, sometimes my world gets crazy and there's all these different events to do that I love doing, and then it just kind of slows down and then you want to do something else. But I love powwows. I love spiritual events. I love classes. I like all that kind of stuff. It's very fun. And then I think it's just cool how you're working with different people and you're doing different tours, places, like taking people to India. That is just so rewarding and so fulfilling and exciting, your story of, you know, just how you, you know, connected with all these people.
Yeah, and interestingly, my world keeps getting bigger and bigger. I was contacted by a Tibetan young man who is just the sweetest person, because, you know, when I did go to India, we went to several Tibetan monasteries in India, and the Tibetans that are believers in Buddhism are just so loving. I mean, I just can't say anything other than they emanate pure love. And so we've been talking back and forth, and he was excited to know that when I did go to India, I visited two of the villages in the northern part of India. And then, you know, I've had a friend for much longer than even I've had my son in India. I had a friend in Bangladesh who I correspond with and speak with through, you know, the internet frequently. And it just expands who we are as Americans, you know, and human beings mostly, when we meet people from different cultures and, you know, can find that middle ground where you can relate, you know, person to person. So, yeah,
absolutely. I think it's great to meet people all over the world like you're doing, and I think it's wonderful to bring them into, you know, like a different energy, a different world, so that they can see, you know, this new world that you have to show them, because there's so much beauty that a lot of times we miss if we don't, you know, venture out and explore a little bit more. And I think we just learn more and more and more as we go along. So I think it's wonderful that you're not only doing angel card readings and all that, but that you're expanding it and taking people on tours and showing them all this amazing stuff.
Yeah, and to put a plug in, the trip to India is February 5th through 17th. And, you know, if you'd like to know more about it, please get in touch with me. And the other thing I wanted to say in regard to what the benefit, you know, for me has been in being in contact with all these people outside the U.S. is that it gives you a different perspective, or gives me a different perspective. It takes me out of my little bubble of being here in the U.S. where, you know, so much of what we have, the rest of the world doesn't have. And it really, you know, makes me more aware of how good we have it. You know, things that we take for granted is most definitely not the day-to-day luxury, or not the day-to-day, you know, accepted thing in other countries. So I feel very blessed to have met these, you know, these people. In fact, I've always had a love for intercultural relations, intra and intercultural relations. And I'm looking forward to February, although there's still some work I need to be doing to get ready for it. But, I'd love some of your listeners to come along. It would be really a fun time.
I think any of my listeners that would like to take advantage of such a wonderful opportunity, and I will one day as well, you know, when I get a little bit more ready, which, you know, I mean, I think that the angels and spirit guides and, you know, they have really prepared me for a lot. And sometimes
yes.
It's a lot more than what you're ready for when you take it. I know you've had this experience too. You've probably had it, I think you had it sooner than I did. But, you know, they show you all these things that you're going to be doing, and then you kind of go, nah. And then really you do them. And it's amazing because you can, I tell people this all the time when I'm sitting with them and doing a reading for them, and they just kind of look at me like, wow, you really think that I'm going to do all of these things? Or I'll say something and it'll be, and then later on I'll be shown that experience where I was telling them, oh, you know, you're going to do this and listen to your guides because this is going to happen. And what they're telling me is, well, you should listen to your guides too, just like you tell them. And it's something that all of us should do is really tune in and listen to our intuition and our angels and our body and, you know, putting all that together. And so they could tell you, oh, you're going to go on this worldwide trip and you're going to go here and you're going to meet these people, or, oh, you're going to do this with Marsha, and you can just be going, I am. You know, and it's exactly what they do when you tell them something. But they show me that, and then they laugh, and then they say, see how when, you know, we help them out, you go, oh, good, well, that came true, and it's all good, and it's going to happen to you too. So when you become more aware of that and you just kind of work with them, which you have done beautifully, you have done a beautiful job with that yourself, you know, it's an amazing, amazing thing, Marsha, when you can do that. And I love how you thought a lot about it at first, because I would do exactly the same thing, and probably a lot of other people would too, even though we're in tune, we're still human. But, you know, these incredible things happen. They really do.
Yeah, we have to be open to new experiences. And as I said before when we've talked about it, that doesn't mean not to be cautious and check out whatever you need to check out. But then, you know, it gets to the point you have to take a leap of faith. And that's what I'm grateful for, that I did take that leap of faith, and it just, you know, paid me back in return. The most wonderful experience, you know, I've had. So, and Amanda, I do want to tell you, I just see you growing by leaps and bounds. You continue, excuse me, to amaze me in all that you get involved in. And, you know, who would have thought 5 years ago that you would be doing so much traveling around to shows and whatnot, or even drive for that matter, you know, that wasn't even a blip on the radar. So, yeah.
Well,
it's
huge, because the story that I have is so empowering, but you can also be disempowered when you first do that. And that is what I went through. Is total disempowerment. I wrote about it. I had a lady that she did a phone interview with me, and we kind of went back a little ways, and she says, you really should write an autobiography about all of this so people can, you know, pinpoint from when you went to Florida and this happened, and, you know, when this over here happened. And this is just like a mini story of, like, all the stories that are out there. But when I got it on paper and I realized what I had and what I'd went through, it's like a lot of people's lives. You know, you're trying to be positive and you're trying to stay in that light, and you have these people that you think are right, and they disempower you a lot, so they're cutting you off, and then you learn how to heal that. Even early on when I didn't know what I was doing, even before I had met you, I kind of went into that a little bit, and how I had grown from that and learned from all these different people, and ended up where I was to finish the chapter of driving, because I was disempowered for the longest time. And it was just like, mm-hmm. you know, angels would put stuff in front of me that is just unreal. You got everybody saying, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it. And then here comes a yoga teacher who says, yes, you can. Look at your body. Look at how physically capable you are. And I'll tell her, I can't. And she'll say, oh, yes, you can. And then a driving instructor who just came out of nowhere back when I thought, you know, this stinks. I just want to solve this. Or, you know, healers that could pull you out of whatever. And it was so funny because when I made a trip to Tennessee just to try to see them again, the angels just worked so, you know, beautifully. They had me see each person, and they were all there, and it was just synchronistic. It was wonderful. And then I took a helicopter ride over the mountains where I had stayed nearby, and that was beautiful. And the only person that hadn't gotten a copy of my book, other than, you know, one other lady that I know, is my yoga teacher. So I sent her a copy of it yesterday, and she was just blown away at the story that's out there. And it's so much more than, you know, what's on there, but it's just a condensed down story that could happen to anybody. They're disempowered for a little while, and they need healing, and they need to get back on the right track, which they could see you for healing. Marcia, you're such a awesome healer and a angel intuitive and a shamanic person. You know, we just, you know, mesh so well. It's just wonderful. I like to empower people like you do, and I love how these journeys that you're doing with people, you know, take them to the next level. It's awesome.
Thank you. And one of the things that, you know, really hit me was how much, especially when you were saying, when you were talking to your yoga teacher and she said, you can do it, and you said, no, I can't do it. So often we're our worst enemy. We put these obstacles up in front of us only because, you know, we're telling ourselves the negative talk. And, I mean, I gave myself a week to work on my taxes. And do you know the first 4 days I just thought of everything else I needed to do before I sat down to do that?
That's what happened.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And then finally, I, you know, even though I had read about the IRS giving the further extension to people in Florida, and I was in a mandatory evacuation zone, and I did evacuate for a week. The thing is, I didn't ask, number one, to confirm that if I didn't get them done and to my accountant before today that, you know, I would get penalized. And so for the last 4 days and nights, I've been doing nothing but my taxes. And finally, I sent them, you know, the scan of everything to him at 2:30 last night. And this morning,
good for you. Good job.
Yeah, I'm glad I did it. But this morning,
you are like anybody else who feels like, I am so relieved I did that. Why did I put that off? You know.
Yeah.
And we do that to ourselves a lot. And I can just see you going, I am so glad I did not put that off. You know. And the thing about where I was going with what happened with me is it was an ongoing thing for years because, you know, I was told you can't do it, you're disabled, you're this, you can't. And it was a lot of, you know, counseling and healers telling me, yes, you can, turn it around, heal it. You know, because a lot of times what we think about and what we put out there, we manifest because we're thinking about it. And I'll even catch myself doing it sometimes now, and I'll go back and they'll show me something where, you know, either my yoga teacher is saying, yes, you can, or I'll have these healers kicking my butt saying, yes, you can, you know, stop doing that. You're healed. There's nothing wrong with you. You know, we do that to ourselves, and we can be in that negative state, and that's what we're going to draw to us. So if we think more positively, like, oh, this is going to be easy, we're going to get this done, it really just flows so much better, and you can get it done.
Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. Yeah, I'm definitely the victim of my own procrastination and humanness.
Well, and we can be victims of people that tell us we can't do it, you know, that you'll never do this and you'll never do that and you'll never grow and you'll never whatever. And you have to turn it around. You know, I had no idea that my driving instructor could put a CD on and have my ego, my brain, listen to it, and then my gift, my intuition, when I pray and do what I do with readings, can help me drive a car, you know. You don't know that stuff until you really get into it, and I didn't really have any help, and I'm so sensitive. So I learned a lot, Marcia, and we can be. We can be victims of our own thing, but it's just amazing how, you know, our energies and our intuitions, if we listen, we can turn things around.
Absolutely. And I'm sorry I used that word victim, because I don't feel like I'm a victim. I feel I succumb to some of the bad
habits.
You can
come into victim consciousness. That's what it is.
Right.
There's no wrong. You can come into that consciousness and bring that consciousness into being, and it is what it is. But
yes,
we're getting a lot of callers here, so do you want to take a really quick break and take some callers?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll take a real quick break and we'll come back. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Marcia Shulman. We're going to take your callers right after this commercial break. Our calling number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad if you'd like to talk to us, and we'll take your one question. We'll be back in just a moment.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese.
Back to the years that go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall the box you read, the moon. And how my mama put the rag to you. There were rags of many colors. Every piece was small. And I didn't have the coat, and it was wet down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together. Sewing every piece with love, she made my coat of many colors. I was so proud of. As she sewed, from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors, just for an angel said. Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to wear it. Mama blessed me with a kiss. My coat of many colors.
Okay, we are back. So the number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad. We'll take your one question. You can find Bethany's music at BethanyCaudill.com. You can find me at Amanda, D-O-W-E-L, psychic-healer.com. Check out Marcia. You can email her at Marcia, M-A-R-S-H-A dot Shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N at gmail.com. She's also on Facebook, Marcia Shulman. So that's Marcia.Shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N at gmail.com, or also on Facebook, Marcia Shulman. Again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad if you want to talk to us. And we're going to bring Marcia right back. Hey, Marcia, welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to take your calls now, so don't forget to hit 1 on your keypad if you want to talk to us. We're going to go to our first caller which is area code 732. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Hi. Good afternoon, Amanda and Marcia. This is Caroline. How's everybody?
Hi.
Hi, Caroline.
Good. Hi. So how's everything?
I'm feeling great. Relieved.
Great.
I'm glad that you're okay after the big storm. So welcome back, and everything is back
in order. Thank you. Thank you.
I have a question. I've been having this idea, well, for a very long time, which I created in my mind. But meanwhile, I do want to, it has to be developed, you know. I have to get a computer whiz, which I do have a friend, but he's too busy for me. So we're going to leave that one aside. And now I want to have an online platform, like with people like you have come in to have a seminar, inspirational speaking, live streaming. So I'd like to know if I should do this first before I do the live events, because the live events have to wait till 2018 for a financial backer on that. But this stuff, I could do it on my own. So I'd like to know, how will that go?
So what I'm getting is that you're definitely in the right field of coordinating, and actually, you're a wonderful teacher yourself. I don't remember when we talked if you yourself had ever taught, but that is actually what your interest and desire to do is definitely the area that you're especially talented in. You're a good teacher as well, and what I'm getting is that it's all going to happen at the right time, that putting off the live seminars to 2018 is not a major, you might have felt a little bit held back by it, but everything's going to happen as it's divinely ordered, and that doing an online platform is a way to get some people interested and involved in what you're doing, and possibly down the road interested in attending one of your live events. So if that's the direction that you're feeling inclined to go, the angels are saying yes, proceed.
Aww.
With that.
I have the goosebumps. Thank you.
You're
not that
welcome.
I didn't have
I
them,
see that
but...
too, Marcia, because I really feel like, your online platform is important. It'll introduce people that maybe aren't directly there right then that are going to want to travel to you, and it's going to open up so much more to have that done now. And so the seminars are in 2018, whatever you're doing. It's just going to flow nicely, and it's all going to come together.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I really – it just came up this maybe an hour or two before I called in. It's just like sometimes just get downloaded that it's – I just have
mm-hmm.
this feeling it's time,
yeah.
even though I had this idea for, I think, 4 or 5 years. But I created this new, let's just say, product service, brand new idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I shared it, and this is a problem, I shared it with a friend. And that friend, so I thought was a friend for 15 years, wanted to steal my idea, was about to present it to his conglomerate company that he works for, which it would have given him lots of raises and, applause and all that. But it wasn't his idea. And he was trying to say that it was his idea. He doesn't have any ideas. He's just a programmer. But that's beside the point. So I put that aside because at the last minute, I told him that if he ever presented that as his idea, that he has, there's such a thing as karma, So,
exactly.
You can't steal an idea. It's downright stealing, it's brand new. I'm putting that aside for now because it's kind of in the same concept of the online platform. So I'm putting that aside right now because I don't trust him at all. and I'll find somebody else to develop it for me. Do you think I should go that route as well? Thank you.
What I'm getting is that I would be less likely to involve somebody else unless you definitely don't have the knowledge how to proceed yourself. Then
right.
you might consult that type of engineer, and I don't know what you're really talking about, but a person that's skilled in that manner. But I would make sure would have a non-disclosure agreement in place.
Thank you. Yeah, because it becomes like, it's still kind of my friend, a faraway friend kind of, a situation. But every time I bring it up, they ask him to develop it. He always gives excuses. So I'm thinking that behind the scenes, he's probably being sneaky and use it later on. Do you think he'll be able... do I have to bring him to court or something? Because I have a feeling so sneaky that he eventually, at some point when I disappear out of his life, he's going to try to come up with it, and trademark it.
I'm getting that he might try, but that he's going to be missing some key pieces, which you have the knowledge for, and so... I wouldn't spend a lot of energy worrying about him, but I wouldn't bring up the subject anymore. Let that be no man's land as far as what you talk about with that person.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Totally.
You're welcome.
I don't think he'll be able to succeed. I don't see him succeeding. So you're on the right track. Just find somebody else to help you that's got more knowledge in it, and you'll be really good because you don't have to worry about him. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, ladies. We'll talk soon.
Okay, bye, Carol.
Thank you. Our next caller is area code 201. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who is this?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. My question, since the holidays are coming, will I be hearing from Evan, who I haven't heard from in a while?
Yeah, I'm sensing that he definitely will reach out to you, that he's been a little bit hesitant to reach out only because he feels like it might not be welcomed. But under the guise of the holiday, under that umbrella, he feels that it's, much easier to reach out. So, and then one thing that they're also saying is that, however things were left with you, which I'm not particularly privy to, but that he may feel a little, gun shy to reach out, and that's why he's, thinking to reach out over the holidays might be an easier way to come back and be in communication with you.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's
did you have any other?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Amanda. I was going to say sound so convinced, or you don't. There's something there, sadness.
There's something in your energy that's sad. I was just going to say that too. It's funny we all responded at the same time.
No, he's a friend of mine, and we had words, obviously, and. I was just thinking, well, maybe I'll hear from him during the holidays, but I am not going to reach out to him, so I'm hopeful that he will contact me.
Amanda, do you feel that he will? Are you getting the same thing?
When I look at him, I see him contacting you during the holidays because it's an easier time. It's a more open time. He can be more loving. The energy is more settled. It's a happier energy. And, it, you know, to me, it just feels like that's the best time to do it anyway. I know you're kind of going, oh, well, I wish he'd reach out during the holidays, and you're thinking it. My feeling and what the angels are showing me is that's a very healing time for both of you. It's a good time to, you know, just move forward and start again and make things happen. So that's what I'm really seeing.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
And
thank
one
you.
Word of advice. Can I just say this? You can hang up if you're going to listen. Or
no, of course.
Go for it.
Do whatever it takes to make yourself feel good. Do it for you, not because, you know, you want to have some relationship with Evan. Do things that'll make you feel good, because your energy needs to come up and it needs to be more welcoming. If you maintain the energy that you have now, like what you called in with, it's not going to encourage him to call in, to call you.
Okay. All right.
So
that
do
makes
things
a lot.
That make you happy. Do things that
uh-huh.
make you feel good.
Right.
You know, and do them because you want to feel good and because they do make you happy. And then when you're in a better place emotionally, that's when he's going to feel the shift in energy and will come back in to connect with you.
All right. He's like a soulmate, so I guess he must feel how I feel at times. But thank
right.
you so much for the advice. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is area code 269. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you? Hello, 269, 208.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
You're on the air.
How are you?
Hi, we're good.
In.
How can we help you?
I'm Rebecca. I had called in to listen because
Hi.
I can't listen from my computer. And I love your show, Amanda. You always have great
guests. Oh, thank
guests
you. I didn't know if you had a
listening.
Question or if you... Thank you.
Just an observation that as of Friday, I was trying to figure out how I was going to get my taxes done, and I call into your show, and the first topic is the taxes. So that's a big kick in the pants for my guides, I guess, to get her done. So...
Yeah,
just enjoying your show. I don't really have any questions, and appreciate you, and thank you for being on top of your show all the time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Oh,
thank you. Okay, thank you for listening. I appreciate it. I love all the listeners out here, so we'll just keep you listening. Thank you so much. All right, so we have a text question here from Anne Marie, and she wants to know, how do you find a partner that is a good match for you? So she's wanting to know how she could find a partner that would be a good match for her.
Well, my first bit of advice would be to participate in activities that she enjoys and that would make her feel good about herself. Number two, see what is happening in her community, wherever she can you tell where she lives, Amanda?
Yeah, she lives in St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay, well, see where you know if there's, I'm sure, organizations that list what they're doing months in advance, and you know, take part in things that she might not ordinarily. Be called to participate in. And I find, having moved into this new community a year ago, I find that when I push myself to do things outside of what I'm necessarily usually attracted to, that I meet some of the most interesting people. And I also find that if I want to meet people, it's easier for me to do that if I go by myself. If you bring a whole passel of friends with you, then you're less likely to talk to new people because you'll be in that little clique, so to speak. So the first bit of advice is to seek out and then also entertain the thought of trying something new where you might meet some people that you haven't met before or have differing ideas. And then number three, go by yourself as opposed to bring in a chum along because you'll be more likely to interact with the people that are there.
I totally agree with that, Marcia. And I think because she is a spiritual person that, you know, doing some of the spiritual activities that she likes in her community and getting out there and getting to know people, like you said, you know, and finding somebody who's spiritually minded, whether it's in the Native American community or the healing community or whatever, you know, kind of community, I agree. Totally go by yourself, get to know people, you know, push yourself and put yourself out there. You never know who you're going to meet where. It's kind of like when I go to a fair. I never know who I'm going to meet or what's going to happen or the experiences I'll have. But I'll know I'll have a lot of friends and maybe also something else will happen along the way. I know I'll make a lot of contacts. So that's really good advice.
Thank you.
Our next caller we have here is area code 646. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
Great.
Doing
thanks.
Good. How can we help you?
All right. I'm just calling in to see if there are any messages from my guide.
Can I have your name, your first name?
Oh, it's Terry.
Terry with a T?
Yes, with the T.
Okay. One of the things that they're saying is that to continue along the path that you're on, but to forgive yourself and accept your limitations, you know, if you have one in a particular, have limitations in a particular area, to accept, you know, accept the level that you can participate in that, you know, accept
yes.
that, and that, you know, you're really doing very well. You're doing extremely well.
Okay, I know exactly what they're speaking about. I'm
okay,
going to
good.
Forgive myself. Yes.
Good. Okay.
Okay.
There's something
there
coming up. There's something coming up for you about taking care of yourself. That it's like, you know, what's really standing out is there's an angel that's with me, and I'm feeling that this is the healing angel Raphael, and he wants you to work on yourself. And
okay.
maybe like taking care of yourself and doing some healing on yourself, maybe getting a
okay.
massage or a healing, and
mm-hmm.
that's just really what I'm being picked up from is that, you know, Raphael is working with you.
Okay, that sounds excellent. I know exactly what he's talking about too.
All right, well, that's a message for you, and I really appreciate your time and calling in.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
okay,
you.
Have a good day. I'll continue.
Thank you. We'll continue putting you on the listener. Thank you so much. Okay, our next caller is 305-300. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Good morning or good afternoon, Amanda. This is Deanna. Hi, Marcia.
Hi. How are you?
By the grace of God, wonderful. I'm having problems with the phone, so I'm not hearing everything clearly. I don't seem to have like an internet connection right now. So if I get cut off, I'll call right back. I just wanted to say that.
Okay.
I don't yet know my question, but it was interesting to hear Amanda talk about the wolf dog, and I wanted to know some more.
Sure. What would you like to know about Loki?
Tell us about it.
He's a very beautiful, he's a puppy. He was just a puppy that this gentleman had adopted from another individual, and he decided to just give this puppy a really good life, like where he could run around and play. He's a very free young wolf. He's breeded with a Malamute, but he's more wolf than he is Malamute, so he's very accustomed to nature and the outside. He's very gray, has big green eyes, and he has big ears, and he's got big paws and just like a little tail. But he's definitely just like maybe a year old, and he's a beautiful puppy. You can look at him on Facebook. I'm posted with him on Facebook if you get a chance to go over and see the pictures. But he was just roaming around Pioneer Days, and I got to meet him and have my picture taken with him.
You know, because we're friends on Facebook, you post a lot about wolves, and I've always been very partial to wolves. So I think that was maybe a sign about the arrival of something, because it is something that you are spiritually connected to, the wolf energy.
Absolutely, yes.
So I look forward to seeing that on Facebook. I do love those pictures, and you know I like them, and then I share them, because even the movie that, you know that movie Dances with Wolves so many years ago?
Yes.
Well, they had like VHS and all that for a long time, and I never bothered with it. And when that movie came out, that was the first video that I bought. And it was just very, very much me. You know, in the entire movie, that's how I would have behaved in the good parts. You know, the killing parts was not something that is akin to me. But the wolf has always been a very magical creature to me. And I do love dogs so much, and I think they are descendants of wolves. So it was nice to hear you talking about that, about, you know, the campgrounds and the wolf. I just wanted to hear more.
Well, there were a lot of dogs. There were a lot of dogs besides Loki. Loki was just behind the stage where Bethany was singing, and this gentleman came down and met both of us, and he saw my pull-up sign that I have with a wolf on it. And when he saw the sign, he says, "Oh, I have something you would like to see." So he went back up to his booth where his wife and young son were, and he brought back his wolf. But there were Labradors walking around and retrievers. This was a big outside event with tents and a river and just beautiful scenery, teepees, people back from Pioneer Days. And so that's what you're looking at, is like people that would camp outside along the riverside. That's what they're trying to, you know, impact and go back to. But they have vendors and homemade stuff, and you know, it's just kind of back in the old days. So it was a really neat event. There were all kinds of dogs walking around.
And I bet you could see a million stars.
Oh, I was watching all of them and being happy every minute I saw one of them, because I love animals. I'd look at each one of them and go, "Oh, look, there's another one, and he's really happy, and he's doing this," because I talked to them. So I got to watch a lot of animals, but I just really loved being able to spend time with Loki. He was very healing for me, you know, just in having something to interact with and say, "Wow, what an experience to be, you know, right next to this beautiful creature, and they're taking such good care of him."
Yeah. And he was listening to Bethany sing, too. So it's like very...
Oh, yes, he was.
A feeling
his ears
of kinship.
Were perked up. Oh,
yeah. They are very musical dogs, you know. Well, they're not dogs, but you know how they howl? It's very musical. So I think a wolf could identify with someone singing and expressing their feelings that way. I like that, and I do appreciate it.
Well, and the spiders could identify with Bethany, too, because she had one on her microphone, And she had one
spiders?
On her guitar, and she had another spiders. And I was really surprised she wasn't freaking out, but she was dealing with it. This one little stinker, he was on her microphone where she was singing.
Oh, my God.
And he went under the microphone and stayed there, and I said, I think he likes the music.
I think
we had him coming
green.
Off of our table, too. We had him coming at our table, too. We were under a tree, and it was the first day. It was very hot. We had spiders coming off the trees, and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, we need to write more, and Bethany needs to write more songs. Yikes, we need to do a lot of writing because, you know, spiders are about, you know, change and, you know, the web of life and writing. And so that's kind of what I related it to, but I thought it was so funny. She had this one that crawled under her mic stand where she, the top of it where she would sing, it was on her microphone and then it crawled under it. And he was listening to her sing too.
You know, back in the days when they had the movies, they always said that music, I can't think of the word right now, Amanda, but it tames the wild soul.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to ask Marcia just for, you know, just to pull a card and tell me what she sees. Marcia has been so wonderful and kind and helpful to me, and I appreciate her. And I did just now send you both the thing about the house you're talking about in Florida. I looked it up before I lost the internet connection, which
Thank
is still
you.
Off. Yeah.
Oh,
I never
you.
Thought to look at that. I know that early in the beginning of the year here in Miami, we have like the All Tribes, the Miccosukee and Seminole, and it's like usually the first weekend of the year. But I've never been able to go. And before I had a car, right? Now I don't. And it's closer to the homestead area, the wilder area before you go to the Florida Keys.
Yes. Yeah.
And it's a big thing. I think it's at the Miccosukee tribe down by the Tamiami Trail. So maybe if we're both around, maybe we should see each other over there.
Yeah, we'll plan a road
trip. That would be neat.
Say that again. I didn't understand.
I said we'll plan a road trip.
Yeah. I like the idea of the powwows because we like nature, but we're living in very citified situations. So this way it just gets us back to our own spirit.
Right. Actually, I think that there's one or two up in Central Florida as well. So I'll look at what you sent me. I didn't have a chance to take a look at it. But I will. Thank you. And I did pull a card, and the card is reminding you who you are, where you come from, and that you're very loved. And whatever you may be going through at this particular point in time, it's only temporary, and you will come out on top again. So don't be despondent about whatever has been happening recently, but you will prevail.
Thank you very much. I definitely need that little, show of confidence because it feels, just before you're going to come out into, like, the water starts boiling, everything is too quiet. And I've lost a lot of confidence in myself and my ability to do well, not just survive, but do well in life, as if I had a problem with deservedness. I listen to so much, and I try to distill, but I seem to just listen and not distill or, you know, not come up with an idea. It's just accumulating knowledge and doing nothing with it.
Right. Well, what they're telling me right now is that you you are just as deserving as the next person, and to hold your head up high no matter where you are, where you go, that your outward persona is very important. And, you know, have that air of confidence, and that you know that you are loved and you will be taken care of. So, you know, shed the mantle of poor me, and just, you know, whenever you walk outside, even though you may not feel it inside, hold your head up high and walk like you're a patrician.
Okay. Yeah, it is hard to do, but I will definitely try that. Amanda is a very confident person, and I look confident, but I'm not.
You have to look like you are. You can go in and feel the energy like you are. You know, kind of like Dolly Parton with her coat of many colors. Dolly wore that coat and felt empowered, and she felt, you know, positive. And I had a counselor that worked with me. She's in the book that I was talking about. And she would give me the visual of power bracelets. Like, you know, you have power bracelets on and nothing can touch you, and you're just infinite and you're powerful. And that's what Archangel Michael, the card I drew for you, is about. You know, that he is there protecting you and shielding you and taking care of you. So that's very important to remember to call on him during times of need.
You know, what you said does ring true, because about 2 years ago, I bought these two bracelets. They're just custom, you know, custom jewelry. And but I always wear them, especially when I go to work. And when you go through the X-ray machine, because I have to go through that when I work, I have to put them on top of the machine. And I never thought of them as power bracelets. But what you just said makes me think that inwardly,
when I go to the airport, I wear them too. I wear them too. I have a couple on my right hand and a couple on my left. And it was just kind of something that after she said it, I sort of just kind of went with it. And I thought, wow, that's a great visual. So I think I'll use it.
Yeah, I never knew that I was doing that, because when I do that, somehow I feel stronger. People look at me and they think, she's very confident, but it's different inside. That's only an outward
appearance.
Absolutely. And then I do have a Leo rising, but I'm not a Leo. You know,
I'm a Leo,
side.
But that's cool that you have a Leo rising. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you're my date is exactly the opposite of yours. I got both numbers, but turned around, and but it's okay. I can make it look like I'm confident. The question
why
is
not?
How to actually be confident and not just be that, the look and not the spirit of it.
You'll begin to feel it as you go into it, is what your angels are saying. When you can feel it and you don't feel it at first and you're just smiling to kind of get through it at the moment, it's that energy that, you know, when you begin feeling it, you begin knowing that they're there and they're beside you, that you start to feel confident. That's what I did when I drove the car, when I realized I had to call on those angels to help me drive the car, just like I give a reading. And, you know, when my yoga teacher said, you can physically do this, that was when I began to realize I can do this, and she is telling me the truth, and she's getting me through some hard times, and so are the angels. They're sending you people to help you through it, seen or unseen. So look at it that way. You've got power behind you, you know, that's with you.
And we love knowing that. Yeah?
Yeah. I know I've mentioned this before on the show, and you might have been listening at that time, but when you actually force yourself to smile, you may be as sad and depressed as can be, but if you force yourself to smile, that signals the emotions that you're happy, and they respond, and before you know it, you feel much better about yourself and your situation. So, you know, maybe before you go out of the house to, you know, do your shopping or whatever, that you, okay, smile and force your face to turn up into a smile and wear, you know, an imaginary cloak, wear your bracelets, but just, you know, be proud of who you are and face the world with that confidence. And then, you know, before you know it, you'll be feeling better and your situation will shift to respond to how you're feeling, how your energy has shifted.
What I'm trying to say is that when I'm with people like me, I'm happy. It's when I'm by myself that I'm not. So outwardly, I'm okay. Always, you know, trying to look clean and, you know, everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But inwardly, I'm not confident.
But that's a secret that you know. It doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to, I mean, you can still have that deep inside, but if you fake it until you make it, so that you're actually...
That's the best way to feel it.
Feeling, yeah.
Because, you know, you're thinking, well, I'm not even feeling it when I'm doing it. My truth is that I don't feel this. But the real truth is, once you put your energy there, you do. It's kind of like when I got, you know, thrown at me, you can't drive, you can't drive, you can't drive, you never will, you won't, you can't. Hello, smack yourself around. You can. You can do this. You can drive. There is a way to do this. You have to learn how to do it yourself. You can do this. You can get behind the driver's seat. You do have angels behind you. You can walk in there and do that. It's those other things that are trying to convince you of not, that you've got to get into saying, okay, that's just false, that's fake, that's not real. I'm really confident, I can. And it takes you going into that mode to get there.
I'm so happy you do drive. I felt the same way when I learned. It was, you know, can I handle this?
It's empowering.
It's empowering.
Maybe,
it really is. So maybe it's because I'm not driving now. Maybe
wait,
it's because
Deanna,
I'm not driving.
Pity, you're deflecting. You're changing the subject, and you're totally
I use that as an example. You have to go back to your example of where you're not confident, you're going to become confident. I use that as an example of my not being confident in anything, whether it's driving or people or speaking or teaching. You know, I've gotten up in front of those people and spoke. Oh, I can't do it. I'm too nervous. Well, just get up there and do it anyway. Okay, well, I'm scared. I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. Shut up and just say what Spirit tells you to say and just work with it. See, that's the idea. You just go, oh, I can do that, and turn your head and go the other way and don't go, oh, I can't because I'm not confident. Oh, yes, you can. You turn that off. You know, you turn the dial down. That was just an example.
Yeah, and what I'm getting is you're hearing us, but you're not accepting it. You're accepting it for others, but not for you. And that's part of the issue is you don't honestly feel you're worthy to be in a good place, and you are. And that was what the message was to begin with, that you are very loved by the divine and by your angels, but you have to believe that. You have to take it in and not, you know, not change the subject and deflect, you know. But
exactly, which is what you did there. But take it and run with it and just do it and you'll be great. You'll fly.
I understand. Thank you very much. I always learn, and I'm happy that it was the right time.
It is. You just keep going. You hang in there.
Thank you very much. And I think maybe Bethany would know how it feels being like the focus of attention. It's,
oh, yeah.
It's a, you know, that feeling is the one that I feel makes me uncomfortable, being the focus of attention.
But you know what she does is she takes it with power. Bethany takes it by the reins, and she's nervous when she goes out there. Nobody can tell. Nobody can tell she's nervous because she takes the bull by the horns, as she calls it, and she just does it. She gets out there. Yeah, she's jittery. Yeah, she's nervous. Her daughter is still nervous to do it, and she's younger. But Bethany can get up there, and once she's zoned in on somebody that's really happy and confident, she's taking off on her guitar, and she's going. You can do the same thing.
Thank you. All three of you, much love, and I look forward to hearing you again.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank
love
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Blessing.
Bye.
Okay, we have one more chat question here, and it's from Suzanne, and she is in the chat room here. I've got to scroll up a little bit here and find her question. It's gone off the screen, and then I may have to. She's wanting to know about, let me ask her to retype it again. Torvald, I'd have to ask her to type it again, but it's not showing up. Can you retype your question? That's because everybody's having conversation in the chat room. It went off the screen here, of course. But she's our last person, and then.
While you're waiting for her to answer, what is your next show that you're going to be participating in, or not show, but event?
The next event I'm doing is October 28th and 29th. I'm going to be at It's Raining Zen. And we're going to have all kinds of vendors and fairs. It's in Alton, Illinois, Mineral Springs. And what they have there is like a haunted hotel. And so, but it's really bright to me. It's a very, very pleasant hotel. I really enjoy it. It's more pleasant than not, but I really just, you know, enjoy those kinds of events. And Bethany's going to be upstairs playing. And I'm going to be downstairs doing readings while she's entertaining people coming in.
Great. Sounds like fun.
It's going to be a really fun deal. I'm really looking forward to it. And it's going to be awesome, and I'm just looking forward to that happening. So, and, you know, people can come out and see us, and if they have questions for you, they should, you know, contact you, marcia.shellman@gmail.com, or find you on Facebook.
Thank you.
Because you just do an awesome job with all your angel card readings and your messages and your healings. I love it.
Well, I've been getting a lot of signs from nature lately that I'm, you know, that confirming that I'm in the right place, I'm doing the right thing. As a shaman, I love feathers. And one day I was cleaning my apartment and I looked up, I was in the living room and I looked up and there was this beautiful, long, big feather on my balcony. And I had posted something about it, and several people wrote in what they on Facebook, and several people suggested what it might be. But then it turned out it was a pelican feather, and it was a Florida brown pelican. And people don't realize it. I didn't realize it, but the Federal Department of Wildlife and I think it's Wildlife has an online atlas of feathers. And
wow, that's great.
Yeah, it's an index of every single friggin' bird in the, you know, in our
awesome
solar system. And so I was able to determine it from that.
Great.
And then
So Suzanne has her question here real quick, and then I want to hear what you have to say, and then we'll end the show.
Okay, great.
She wants to know, she's my yoga teacher, am I supposed to teach group, private meditation, or not at all? Seeing a big shift in my career and not clear on it, or is it just yoga?
I'm getting that she definitely should branch out into the group meditative area, and whatever she may branch out into, she can still do the yoga as well. But yes, I'm getting that she's very connected to spirit, and that whatever she's hearing them, you know, that's divine direction. And she should listen. So if they're suggesting she reach out in a, you know, in a different area, give it a try. And there's nothing lost, but always, always come back to her yoga as a means to sustain her physically, emotionally, and grounds her. That's what keeps her grounded.
Yeah, it definitely does.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. She is a very in tune yoga teacher. She is amazing at keeping her students balanced and grounded and happy, and she is a joy to work with. She encouraged me all those years that she had me, and I'm very appreciative to her and grateful, just so she knows that. She's having a hard time listening in. She's wanting to know if she's supposed to move from St. Louis.
I'm getting no, that's a perfect venue for her. She's connected to the
perfect venue for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, Marcia, it has been a pleasure talking to you today and working with you. And I want to say thank you for coming on my show. I really appreciate it. Those of you that didn't get in this time, we will try again next time. I'm going to have Marcia on again. I want to thank all the listeners, all the people in the chat room. I want to thank you, Marcia, for being my guest today.
Thank you. I love being on your show whenever you would like.
Okay, well, we're going to have you on again really soon, and I'm sending hugs from Missouri, even though I can't get to you yet. I'm sure it's nice there. So I'm sending you hugs anyway, and I'm very appreciative of you, and I will tell Bethany you also said hello.
Yes,
so thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, everybody, remember, let's have that coat of many colors that empowers us. You know, we learned a great lesson from Deanna today that she wants to be empowered. So, like Bethany takes center stage and she just goes out there and plays when she's nervous at first, and she just doesn't show it. You know, we can all conquer what we need to conquer. Just like Dolly wore her coat of many colors and she felt like she was empowered and amazing. And Suzanne, you keep empowering people with your yoga and your wisdom. And everybody have a wonderful, blessed day. I will see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to end the show with Coat of Many Colors. Have a great day, everybody.
Back to the year. I go wondering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, every piece was small, and I didn't have the coat, and it was wet out in the fall. Mom sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors. I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told the story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors, just for an angel said. Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck. Mama, please.